Now, the UN Human Rights Office says it has received reports that most of the 22 victims of an Israeli airstrike in northern Lebanon were women and children. The strike in the village of Eitu hit a residential building. Israel says it was targeting members of Hezbollah. For more, we can talk to Sally Hayden of the Irish Times, who is in Beirut. Sally, I know you visited a large refugee camp earlier today, and we'll come on to that in just a moment. But can I ask you, first of all, about this strike in northern Lebanon? It was pretty unusual in A, the fact that it occurred in the north of the country, and B, that it occurred in a predominantly Christian town. What's known about what happened?
Yeah, exactly. And thanks for having me. So this airstrike struck a residential building in Eitu, a Maronite Christian village about 100 kilometres north of Beirut. And it's said that displaced people were living there. And the latest death toll that I've seen is 22 victims, including 12 women and 2 children. But it seems like that's likely to rise. Journalists there say that rescue workers are still pulling pieces of bodies basically from the rubble. And I think one of the big fears about this strike is that because it said displaced people were staying there, it could potentially inflame tensions in Lebanon, because there's a growing fear that anyone sheltering displaced people could become a target. And predominantly it's Shia Muslim areas that have been hit or that are being hit, and they're the ones being displaced. And there are also theories at the same time that Israeli forces are exactly trying to inflame sectarian tensions by basically encouraging people not to shelter people from certain backgrounds if they're seeking shelter. So, yeah, I think we need to see how this develops, but it's definitely very concerning.
As you're talking about seeking shelter, tell us about this refugee camp you visited today. What sort of stories did you hear?
Yeah, sure. So I was in Ain El Helwa, which is the biggest Palestinian camp in Lebanon, home to around 100,000 people at a normal time. And it's in Saida, which I'm sure people know is further south than Beirut. It's actually lower than that line that the IDF is now telling people to evacuate above. And still, it's become kind of a refuge for many different people. Those that I met, some have come from Beirut, the southern suburbs, Dahiye, and gone there. Some have come from the south. And I met women, everyone I met was a woman or interviewed, but they were Lebanese, Syrian and Palestinians who have all come there because they have relatives. And they're living now, you know, 10 in a room. One woman was 14 in 2 rooms, their children, other families as well. Some of them don't have mattresses, they don't have food. They're really desperate for just basic necessities. And they're just devastated because they've left everything behind. You know, they used to, some of them had properties, some of them had jobs, you know, their husbands all had jobs. They were able to support their children before, and now they've suddenly been plunged into this situation with nothing. And it's such a lot of people crammed in such a small space that aid workers there were telling me, you know, they think that tensions, even domestic tensions, are just going to get worse and worse. So, yeah, it's kind of these implications of war and the stress of war that, you know, on personal lives and on families, and the fact that everybody's now dependent on charity. It's so difficult.
Sally, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Sally Hayden there of the Irish Times in Lebanon.